The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the answer to our problems. Since he is fully God and fully man, his life itself connects humanity to God in a way never before even hoped for. Once again, humanity can journey with God as it did in Eden. Through following Jesus, we find our way. By believing in Jesus, we discover the truth. Through accepting Jesus, we gain life. Christians don't simply follow a set of rules or believe in some random doctrines. We follow a person, Jesus Christ. As Archbishop Fulton Sheen wrote, Jesus Christ's doctrine was himself. We have all heard the saying, seeing is believing. It seems to be the opposite of faith, though. Didn't Jesus tell doubting Thomas, Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe? Once again, Jesus seems to be chiding Philip for wanting to see. However, Jesus is not correcting Philip for wanting to see. Instead, Philip didn't see in Jesus what he was supposed to. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. The core of the incarnation is that now the face of God is made visible in the person of Jesus. Answering the man born blind whom he had just healed when asked who the Son of Man is, Jesus said, You have seen him. The Second Council of Nicaea in the year 787 reaffirmed that it is right to have sacred images of God. Humanity needs to see God, and the incarnation responded to this need. Finally, Jesus helps Philip's faith by pointing to the works he has done. Faith cannot be scientifically proven, but there can be many signs which assist our reason in that act of faith. Jesus' miracles, his moral stature, his words, and his resurrection are persuasive arguments in favor of the faith. Nevertheless, we must still make a personal choice to believe. Once we make that choice, even greater works than Jesus performed in his earthly life can be worked through us. We should not wait to understand everything before we make the choice. We should instead believe, and then we will begin to slowly understand. Lord, please let me see your face in prayer, the Eucharist, and my neighbor. Be my way, my truth, and my life. Be my model, my point of reference, and my strength. Without you, I can do nothing. With you, I can do anything. Amen.